For example, Pierre, after these urgent care today, as late as 06/17/2024. Dictation is for Tumanupepe Samu. Tumanupepe spells Tumanupepe. Samu spells Samu. Date of birth is 07/30/1986. This is a 37-year-old male with a history of gout, morbid obesity, here with pain through his great toe. He said this has been going on for approximately 4 to 5 days. Worst today, he described pain as sharp, weighted pain 9/10. Said pain is non-radiating and is confined to his great toe. He indicated is that he has a history of gout and pain, a similar period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report consumption of seafoods approximately 10 days ago. Next line, patient reports abdominal pain in the epigastric region. Says sometimes pain moves to his back. Next line, he denies fever. He endorses diarrhea, said he has green stool. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. Morbidly obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure 152/105. A repeat blood pressure is 166/107. Patient was given a blood pressure log to start. Documented blood pressure at home. He used to do that for 5 days and come back with the results for possible intervention period. He indicated that whenever he goes to a doctor's office, his pressure usually go up, period. Next paragraph, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, great toe, erythema, localized erythema, tender to palpation, reduced range of motion, cap refill less than 2 seconds, sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, yes, tenderness in the right upper quadrant region, tenderness in the epigastric region, negative Murphy sign, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 epigastric pain, number 3 gout attack, number 3 great out, number 4 great toe pain, number 5 liver cyst. Next paragraph, today we did an ultrasound of patient's abdomen. Bladder, renal arteries, abdominal aorta, these are all unremarkable. Next line is liver, demonstrate a cystic lesion. Approximately 0.8 centimeter in circumference, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic. Toradol 60 milligrams IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM on reevaluation indicated medication is working, the pain is getting better. Next paragraph, patient was advised to return to the clinic in 5 days with the blood pressure log and to come fasting so we can do labs to check his cholesterol, check his glucose, check his renal status and liver function, spirit. He says he understands and will comply, period. He was discharged with the following medication: colchicine 0.6 milligrams 1 po now, then repeat 1 po q hour, but do not exceed 3 pills in 24 hours, period. Next medication, Indocin 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next paragraph, patient was educated on diet and gout. He was advised to avoid seafoods, including more specifically shellfish, period. Says he understands and will comply. He was reminded about coming back in 5 days with the blood pressure results. He says he will. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.